And now it's time for the Called to Cultivate podcast, the podcast that understands your call to educate, elevate, and enrich the lives of others. Please welcome your podcast host, Regina Coley.
Hello, everyone. It's Regina Coley, aka the Motivator, Educator, and Cultivator. And today I want to talk to you about being gifted and graced for your race. So sometimes it feels like we are literally running a marathon. We have so many things that we need to do, and it feels like we are on this eternal race to get to the finish line. Whatever your finish line is, it seems like we're all kind of busily working and actively working towards getting to this destination, this final point of success, where we finally feel like, I've made it, mama, I made it. I've arrived, I'm here, I'm a victorious, I'm an overcomer. Like, we're just trying to get through that finish line and run across that banner and have people cheer us on and finally feel like we made it. However, we have to realize that our life is not a race. There isn't any final destination or final point that we're trying to get to. I think that everybody is actively working towards their own definition of success, whatever that means for you. If that means that you have more money in your bank account, if that means that you have more time to spend with your family and friends, for some people that means traveling. That means traveling internationally. That means they have stamps on their passport. That's not what success means for me, but for somebody, they can be defining success by that very definition. So I love sometimes to really hear people's definition of success because it looks different for all of us. But if we can remember that we are each gifted and graced for our own individual race, we can all be racing towards more income, but that comes at various income levels. That comes with different responsibility. That means that maybe you're working to pay down your debts, whereas another person is working to increase the amount of money that's in their savings account. All of that creates financial margin for us. Yes, we have more money to do more, but that looks differently for different people. So sometimes you have to focus on what it is that you're doing and what you're doing it for. That's your race. That's number one. We get distracted by what somebody else has going on and the shiny new thing that looks glamorous, it looks fun, and oh, let me stop right here and just focus on this for a minute. We kind of consider that like a water break. You're stopping for water, you're stopping to stretch. In the middle of a race, you're stopping. Now you're conversing with other people, and you're totally off the off-beam track because you've gotten distracted by all the other things that are happening for you when you should be out running your race. And so in order to run our race, sometimes our preparation and our work ethic has to look differently as well. Not all races are created equal. There are some people who are very physically fit. So when a 5K comes around, they're ready to go. Some people are just getting off their couch. So it requires a lot of work, a lot of time in the gym, a lot of time preparing, a lot of time drinking water and juicing and changing over your diet to something that can help to sustain you during that race. That right there is your grace. That right there is us understanding, or the understanding, excuse me, not us, but the understanding that there may be more grace that is needed for you because you've made mistakes before. You've gotten injured before. You have more weight than the other people. Your health is a little bit more of a concern than most people. Everybody has a background. Everybody has something in their history, in their existence that is of concern. But we've been given grace. That means that we've been given an extension or divine favor or permission to do what it is that we've been gifted to do. Now, some people take a very long time to understand their gifting. Therefore, they don't operate in their gifting. They operate in the area where they are talented. They operate in the space where they've been given a job. They operate in a space where they've gone to college and just assume that that was the career for them. Then later on in life, I hear a lot about people that are career changing and focusing in on their spiritual gifts, wanting to monetize their gifts, wanting to focus in on entrepreneurship. Somebody has been on disability and now they are focused on entrepreneurship. Everybody's race looks different. But you have to remember that you've been given special gifts, special abilities to be able to do only what you can do. When people come and they talk to me about, wow, how do you have 6 kids? How do you deal with the last little 4 who are all a year apart? Like they're one in 2014, 2015, 2016. Like they're all back to back to back. People are like, I would probably be driven crazy if that was me. Yeah, probably would be. And the thing about me, my husband, we were laughing one time. He's like, you know, you never used to get mad. Like your mad face was you smiling. People used to clown me about that too in high school and college. They're like, you're just so cheesy. You're always smiling. Like we never see you mad. Now I get mad because I have various levels of patience. I mean, let's just be real. I'm getting older and managing a lot of, you know, kids and things like that. It's a lot. But I think that God has gifted me with a great deal of patience and understanding and empathy for children. I will always see the world from their eyes, and it makes me change the way that I speak to them. It makes me change the way that I interact with them because I empathize with them. I understand what it's like to not know. I understand what it's like to try something and realize that you made a mistake. You didn't mean to try to grab the juice, but you were just thirsty and you broke mama's glass and then she yelled at you and now you're crying. Like, see the world from their eyes and their tiny perspective. They just tried and they made a mistake, and people get so mad, like, you broke my thing, and I've had that thing for 30 years. And you just couldn't keep your little hands to yourself, and people lose their temper. But when you learn to see things from the perspective of the people that you are working with, you approach them differently. Your tone with them is different. Getting down to their eye level, softening your voice, forgiving them more often and frequently because they're just kids. Understanding that the world and the space around them is new to them, and they're trying to take risks. They're trying to learn and understand their boundaries, and it requires them to be able to have somebody who has this gift of empathy to help them see and navigate the world and be better in the space around them. Rather than a person who is not inclined to do any of those things, then that makes that person feel like, you know what, I always make mistakes. I always get in trouble. I must be bad. Or I must be terrible. Can you imagine having to deal with that simply because you weren't connected with the person who had what you needed all along? So I kind of look at life like that. I look at my gifts in that way. I look at how has God connected the two of us together? And what is it that I have that this person needs? And what is it that I have that I can offer? And even sometimes I used to feel like when I was younger, it's like, I'm a child. But my maturity level allowed me to be able to use those gifts, even with older people, to understand their life. They were coming to me with problems. Like, people always came to me with problems. I started to get really frustrated, like, gosh, I'm not your problem solver. But at the same time, God is saying to me, yes, you are their problem solver. You are the resource. You are very resourceful. I'm connecting them to you because you can point them to the resources. I'm not telling you specifically, Regina, to solve this person's problem. That's not your problem. But you are patient enough to say to them, to encourage them to say, it's okay. Here are five things I think you should look into doing, and let me know if you need help. Because one of the things that I'd like to do is offer help to people. One of the things that people don't often do to me is offer help and say, you know, hey, I see that you're struggling with this. Can I help you? Or not even just ask, can you help, to just help. Everybody's so busy with their own lives. Sometimes it's like, well, I got this. I got my own stuff going on. I ain't got time for that. Why don't we have time for people anymore? And so being able to just slow down long enough to help somebody else other than your own selfish needs all the time sometimes can bless your life in a way that nothing else can. And so sometimes when I look at our race and I look at the people who are coming alongside of us, who we smile at, who we wave at, who are cheering us along, all those people are there, not on purpose. I don't think it's not on purpose. All those people are there on purpose. I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't think anybody that comes across our path is a coincidence. Everybody is in our pathway for a reason, a season, for a lesson, for some greater purpose. And sometimes in the busyness of life, we miss people and we miss opportunities and we miss connections simply because we're too busy. And so I want you to really slow down, and I want you to understand the race that you're on, what it is that you are chugging along, what it is that you're trying to get to. But don't be so busy in that process and in that place that you miss everything around you, that you miss out on God's grace, that you miss out on actually giving your gifts away. We should not harbor our gifts. We are not hoarding them. We are not hiding them. We're giving them away freely, cheerfully, happily, because that's what we've been given them to do. So know that you are on your specific race, that there are people alongside of you that are cheering you on like me every single day. I know it comes with its fair share of challenges. And I'm just here to keep clapping for you. What's Issa Rae say? I'm rooting for everybody Black. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for everybody that's trying. Because life is hard. And like I said, we all have our struggles and challenges every day. To the person who wakes up each and every day saying, I'm going to give it another try. I'm going to give it another go. Yesterday didn't go the way that I planned, but today is a new day and I'm going to give it another go. I'm right behind you going, yay, you got this girl. You got this young man. Like, whatever it is that you need to hear from me, I'm encouraging you because we can only give our best in every 24 hours that we have our eyes open. And so as long as your eyes are opening and there's breath in your body, you have an opportunity to do something amazing. Don't let today escape you without doing something great. And it doesn't require you to be out in the world. Like sometimes people are like, I'm not even all out there like that. I'm really introverted. I don't really talk to people. There's somebody in your circle. There's a neighbor. There's a person that you pass on the bus. There's a person that you sit next to on the train station. Your coworker. There has to be somebody in your life that you see that you could just smile at, hug at, ask a question. You don't know what that's going to do for them. But I highly suggest that you take a spiritual gifts assessment and learn what your spiritual gifts are so that you can utilize them. You can't use what you don't know you have. That's number one. So you need to know what those things are. Then the second part of that is you need to study them and know how to use them. How can you use them? Do you have to be in ministry to use a gift? Absolutely not. That's a part of what I'm doing with this Call to Cultivate movement is helping people to understand that, guess what? God came so that you can experience life and so that you can experience life abundantly. So in order to do that, in order to experience his abundance, I do believe that not all people, but most people should step out on faith and try to start a business. Step out on faith and start speaking to people. You don't know what can come from that gifting, but there is always a way for you to use what you have to be able to live off of that, to be able to create more influence, to be able to create more impact. I believe that that is the ministry of Jesus Christ. That's what he did. Got out amongst the people, used the gifts that he had, said, you know, tell some other folks about this. Let them know. Tell the story. Don't keep this stuff to yourself. That's just who he was. So I think that if we're modeling ourselves after him and understanding that once we have our gifts, I mean, we wouldn't know who the man was if he didn't use them. Yes, he's God's son, but the perfect example is that of his example. We're looking at he told stories. He opened his mouth. He spoke. He taught. He got out amongst people that sometimes folks didn't even want to be around. There is a tribe for every person. You just need to find your people. You need to get connected to your people. You need to teach your people. You need to give your gifts to your people. You need to give resources and support and love to your people. Yes, that woman who reached out and touched the hem of Jesus Christ, she was thirsty. She was ready. She needed that. She was longing for it. So guess what? There is somebody else who is out there who is longing, who is needing, who is waiting for you to just run by so that they can catch whatever it is that you have to give. And yes, it's not that serious. I mean, it's not, I'm not saying that you are or in any way should be thinking so highly of yourself that you are like Christ. That's not what I'm saying. There are a lot of people in business too that are very prideful in that sense of celebrity, fame. I need you to know my name. I posted that, wow, just recently on my Instagram page. It's not about me making a name. It's about me making a difference. And so I want people to understand too that along with this, it's not about your name. I don't need people to know me. I need people to know what I do. I need people to know that when they are in this place and they don't know where to go, they can come to me because this is what I have to offer. It's not about yeah, Regina's so great and Regina's so this. It's not about Regina. This is about Regina fully understanding at this season of her life where her gifts are, and she's looking for every ding dang opportunity that she has to get out here in this world and utilize it. That's the place where I'm at right now. It's no longer about me playing small. Yes, you're going to hear my mouth every single day online, because guess what? I got to talk to the people. I got to teach the people. This is what I do. So for you, I'm encouraging you to do the same. And I'm extremely introverted, so please understand that. If I'm able to do it, you can do it too. It's a matter of you fully understanding and fully utilizing everything that you have within you. I'm so confident in myself. It's like you can't tell me otherwise. Like, that's how confident I need you to be in your own gifting and your own ability. I know what I know, and I know what I do, and I know that I do it well, exceedingly. And excellence. And God has given me grace and forgiveness for saying, you know what? You've been moving slow the last couple of years, girl, but I forgive you. I know you were operating in a place of depression. I know that you were operating in a place where you were thinking that maybe it was too late. Maybe you missed the boat. Maybe you missed your season, but you still got time. And so every day that I'm able to receive God's grace is a day that I can wake up and go, it's not too late. I can still do this. Like, you're not dead, girls. You got it. What you waiting on? So I encourage you to do the same too. Like I said, you got breath in your body. Get up. Let's do it. Let's do it together. I'm here for you. I'm rooting for you. I'm encouraging you to just get up and keep going. You have been gifted and graced for your race. Now get out there and run it. If you need some assistance, encouragement, motivation, a mentor, whatever, I am here for you. You can email me, Regina@ReginaColey.com. Let us talk about the ways in which we can work together. You can also visit ReginaColey.com/services and download the Work With Me guide, which lists out all the ways that I can help you and all the services and products that I offer. I would love for you to get them in your hands, utilize them as resources, utilize them as tools to help you navigate your spiritual gifting and your place in this race. I'm here for you. I love you. I'm encouraging you. You can do this. And I will see you in the next session. Take care. Bye.